WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Hey everyone, it's your host, Sasha Ann Simons. Now, if you are a regular listener of the Reset podcast, then you know that we love to bring you interviews with bands and musicians here on the show. They're some of our favorites, and some of your favorites too. Now, we recently talked with improv jazz saxophonist Mai Sugimoto, folk singer Naomi Ashley, hip-hop legend Common, and checked in with artists working in all kinds of genres, classical, dream pop, house, Americana, and the list goes on. Well, starting... Let me check my watch. Yeah, right now, we'll have a new music interview in our feed every Saturday, a mix of national acts, Chicago staples, and upcomers. It's part of our effort here on Reset to bring you that perfect balance of news, conversation, and culture that you know you can rely on from WBEZ. Now, I'm excited to share this next interview with you, my chat with a band of Chicago youngsters who are already so big, they just played a show at the legendary rock club Metro. The band, a trio, is called Uniflora, and it's made up of drummer Ruby O'Brien, bassist Theo Williams, and guitarist and vocalist Quinn Dugan. And this is their single, Hell Girl.
I want the hell girl, you're burning down my house, and scare me with balls of my accounts, and leave me.
Uniflora are high schoolers, sophomores, and they're already making waves. I started by asking Quinn how the band got its start.
Well, these two knew each other a lot longer. I went to kindergarten with Theo and then kind of didn't see him for like many years after that. Theo and Ruby, over the course of multiple years knowing each other, had, I guess, recently, like probably 2 years ago, a year ago, just having fun playing music together. So when I re-met Theo again in 7th, 8th grade, and our freshman year, he asked me to play drums for a Christmas concert he was putting on with Ruby and another friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I wasn't a drummer for this, so it was just kind of like a casual thing. So I tried playing drums for this one show, and then eventually, like a month or two afterwards, we decided that us three, we could try and make our own music.
Ruby, how'd you come up with the name?
I would like to say that it was more special than it really was, but in all honesty, it was Theo was randomizing the Wikipedia random page, and I believe it was just a plant page or something that we were going through, and we found out about this plant, Monotropa uniflora, and it's really cool. They call it the ghost flower, so we were like, yeah, let's stick with that.
Theo, does that sound about right?
Yeah. There's this band, Black Country New Road. They're in England's post-punk scene, and they did the same. And me and Quinn were trying to emulate that, in a sense.
Well, you know, many artists, they take many years to find their sound. So, Theo, how would you describe the sound of Uniflora?
That's a tough question. We're post-punk. I'd say there's a little bit of math rock, krautrock beats, and... a real driving force behind the music, the guitar, the drums, the bass, everything.
Yeah. You agree, Quinn?
Yeah. A lot of our music stems from wanting to be as noisy as possible. So I think I'd say noise music has a large role in it.
Well, from noise to playing a show at the Metro, which is huge. I mean, how does it feel to get to play such an iconic stage?
Playing music is something that I have always wanted to do, and I think they both have always wanted to do. So being able to be on stage in so many legendary venues around the city that we grew up going to and have seen our favorite artists at is really just like a really special feeling when it hits.
Theo, why do you think collaborations with musicians that are your age is important?
You know, just being young, there's a lot of same ideas, and older people do have experience, well, more experience with music, but there's just something, an idea, you know, that sort of every young musician, no matter the genre, no matter the region, has just sort of an idea to try and make something new. And that's a great thing to have, and it's a great thing to work with. And it's just fun. There's not a lot like that. It doesn't come close to playing with someone who's older than you.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, let's listen to another group called Neptune's Core. This is Mermaid Song. So Neptune's Core, it's another Chicago teen indie rock group, and I understand that they were instrumental in you guys getting a footing in the local scene, Ruby. What can you tell me about Hollow Gallo Fest?
So Hollow Gallo Fest was really the first show where we got to meet more people our age. Before Hollow Gallo Fest, we played a show at PTD Vintage, which is my dad's guitar shop, and we played with Neptune's Core, and that was really good because we got to meet new people from our schools, and we started expanding our bases with people who were part of the Hollow Gallo Collective. So Hollow Gallo Fest was really our introduction to everybody else who was making music in the scene.
Quinn, your dad, John Dugan, he's a drummer in the trio Chisel. And Ruby, your dad, Johnny O'Brien, played bass in a group called Slings and Arrows.
That's right.
Talk about the influence your parents have on your taste and interest in music. I'll start with you, Quinn.
I think in the last year or two, I've had to kind of reconcile with the fact that the music I was listening to my dad play in the car for like the first however decade of my life wasn't actually that lame, and I kind of loved some of it.
You're like, oh, I kind of love this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in the at least in the year that I've been in a band, I think I've noticed I've actually been able to have a lot of like full conversations about music with my dad. I think I might actually have some footing in the conversations, because before, if he was talking to me about an old band, whether it's like, I don't know, the Kinks or like the Jam or something,
yeah,
he would be in, like, educating me on it.
Yeah.
But now
some of it might go over your head too, right?
Yeah, but at this point now I can kind of actually have a discourse with him about it. So I think being able to have just like not just someone to like show you music for you to eventually like, but someone to, like a parent to for you to be able to talk about music with is like maybe the greatest educator in my, I guess, music ship.
Yeah, I love that for you. It's a great way to connect with your dad. What about you, Ruby? You getting all the feels?
Yeah, I completely agree. My dad's band never went as far as Chisel because after I was born, they kind of stopped making music together. But I definitely feel the same. Having my dad own a guitar shop and also having him played in many bands back in the day, I do feel like he was always pushing me to kind of do the same, like follow in his footsteps and play music, because I've always loved music, but I never started like playing guitar or any instruments until probably about like sixth grade. So, but I agree. He was definitely like the biggest supporter with everything I started doing.
And in your case, you kind of get to keep his dream going too.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I've tested many of the things that people have played in his shop, so.
Nice. Earlier we heard one of your latest tracks, Hell Girl. Now I want to listen to another song. This is called LMCB.
Thank you.
So Theo, this track's quite different from that title track of your new release. So what was the idea behind this one, behind LMCB? And does that stand for anything? I gotta know.
It stands for Lady Macbeth.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Me and Quinn are in the same English class, and we were reading Macbeth, and it sort of just was in the air.
That's where you got your inspiration?
Yeah.
I love that. That's such a reminder that you guys are in high school.
Yeah.
Right?
But we recorded that song before we read it. We just sort of had it lying around. We didn't write it or anything. It was sort of just a jam song, a song we wrote. I think I just turned on my delay pedal and then just started doing something. And then it sort of all just fell into place. That sounds cliche to say, but it just sort of happened.
So you were mentioning sort of the different blends of your style before. You talked about krautrock.
Yeah.
Is this sort of an example of that or an inspiration?
Maybe. I'd say this song is a little more shoegazy. It's driving, but, you know, I wouldn't say it's as driving as krautrock, but I can definitely hear the influences in it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to another. There's something about repetition or looping in LMCB that kind of reminds me of your song Blue from the Plastic Surgeon album. November of 2023, and you just came out with new music. So what is your process, Quinn, for making music? Is it something that comes quickly to you all?
No, I think we would agree that it takes a while for us to actually I'd say it takes a while for us to get a song idea that we like, but once we actually have something working, it usually finishes itself pretty quickly. But the first Plastic Surgeon, I would say, was really just we had all the songs, starter songs, I guess, for our band, and we were like, hey, let's just try and record everything we have down, which I think that is, we really didn't have a very long set to start out. I think that was every single song we had. And like that Blue song, I think we put together pretty quickly because we thought we needed another song in our set, but we ended up liking it a lot later. I'd say initially most of my writing would just be start with guitar and then try to add everything else in. And I think that's true for Hell Girl and pretty much, I think, most of our songs.
Yeah.
I'd say it usually starts with a guitar part. And then I think something that we actually have realized is sometimes if you start with one part and then add everything else in, you at some point you might actually have to simplify the original part, because I think sometimes when you build a song off of a single instrumental part, you like attach yourself to that one part to build everything off of, but sometimes that's not like, I think as a musician sometimes you have to be willing to edit something that you really like.
Yeah, is the process some of your favorite parts of this journey, Ruby?
Making
of the music?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've had a lot of discussions as a band on how we can make our songwriting process like way more effective, mm-hmm. but ultimately it just ends up being our songs come out of a jam.
Yeah.
It's really fun because it's just like we're playing as friends.
Yeah, and over time it gets tighter and tighter.
Yeah, and
tighter.
It's very like Phil Spector-y, like where we build on top of it. On top of like the original idea, but yeah, I think it is my favorite part.
Well, all this talk Quinn mentioned about the set makes me wonder what's on tap for Metro, Theo. What can we expect?
Some new songs, some songs
nice.
That are unreleased. We'll be playing Hell Girl, a cover, and some Plastic Surgeon songs.
How long's your set? I'm curious.
40 minutes.
Ooh. So
somewhere around that number.
That's a good length of time.
I think we'd hope that it's 40 minutes. I think it's probably a bit less.
Yeah, we're going to add in some talking in between.
Stretch it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, hey, Chicago.
Yeah. How you all doing?
Or just play. Just do what you do best and just jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's next for you all, Quinn? I mean, you just released Hell Girl and LMCB, but anything else in the works right now?
We're thinking about trying to work on, I guess, an album in like as a full project and not just like, instead of what we did last time, which is just kind of put a bunch of unrelated things together, just because of the time period they came out of. I think we're thinking, okay, how can we, you know, create a full like album that is like actually an idea behind it? Because I think I don't know. I think it would be fun to make music with a little bit more of a an idea to it. So
nice. Well, before I let you folks go, Ruby, tell all the folks listening now where they can find your band and your music.
Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram at Uniflora Band. We're on every streaming platform, just Uniflora. Check out our EP from November, Plastic Sturgeon, and our brand new single, Hell Girl.
That is the trio Uniflora. Ruby O'Brien is a drummer, Theo Williams, a bassist, and Quinn Dugan on vocals and guitar. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go out on one more song. Here's Precipitation. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and Ethan Schwab, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. Come back to the Reset Podcast every Saturday for great new artists from Chicago and beyond. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.